Okay, so in the previous video, when we started blood, we were talking about plasma. We said that when they separate the components of blood, we said 55% of it was plasma, and the other 45% is what we call formed elements. And these are your three cells. You have what's called erythrocytes, aka red blood cells. You have leukocytes, also known as white blood cells. Then you have thrombocytes, which are platelets. For erythrocytes, they're about 99% of your formed elements. So when you think that 45% of your blood is formed elements, and of that 45%, 99% of it is red blood cells, essentially means that half of your blood is basically red blood cells. When they measure it in lab tests, and they do lab findings for it, it'll say that the average is roughly 5 to 6 million per microliter of blood. So we have a lot of red blood cells. What you remember for red blood cells is this, just a couple of facts. They're made in your bone marrow, and more precisely in your red bone marrow. The hormone that will cause these cells to be made is called erythropoietin. Erythropoietin is made in your kidneys, and that will target the red bone marrow to actually produce red blood cells in a process called hematopoiesis. Red blood cells do not have a nucleus. They do not have DNA, so they do not undergo mitosis, which means they don't divide. They're going to live for about 90 to 120 days. And during that 90 to 120 days, they will perform their basic function of carrying two gases known as oxygen and carbon dioxide, aka CO2. Your red blood cells are going to pick up oxygen in your lungs, okay, because that's where we breathe oxygen in. It's going to take this oxygen, deliver it to your tissues, drop the oxygen off, pick up carbon dioxide, which is a waste product in your tissues, and bring that CO2 back to the lungs and drop it off and do it all over again for the next 90 to 120 days. Why do we like to remember this 90 to 120 days? Because of a good blood test called HbA1c that they do for diabetes. HbA1c is called glycosylated hemoglobin, which means they will measure the glucose contents in hemoglobin, which is the main protein in your blood, for a 3 to 4 month period, which makes it impossible to lie on this test. So that's why it's a good reason to remember that 90 to 120 days. Additionally, red blood cells, what are they made of? Basically, the biggest component, about 97% of your red blood cells, is essentially hemoglobin. You can't forget what that is. Hemoglobin is a four-part protein. It's a quaternary protein, and each has four globin chains. They're called alpha and beta. You might want to remember those globin chains for a disease called thalassemia, because if you lack one, you have what's called anemia called thalassemia. In each of the center of those four globin chains, you have a molecule of heme. Heme is the pigment of our blood that makes it red. And each of those heme pigments, you're going to have a little element of iron. And iron is what actually binds to the oxygen. So that's what's good to remember in cases of like iron deficiency anemia. If people lack iron, they can't bind to oxygen. You can't deliver oxygen to your tissues, which means you can't make ATP. And that's why we get the fatigue with anemia. So they live 3 to 4 months. After they do their job, they're going to go to an organ in your upper left quadrant called the spleen. And the spleen is going to break down your red blood cells. And we're going to take hemoglobin, which is the basic part of your red blood cells, and you're going to break it down into heme and globin. The globin will go off to make other proteins and get broken down to amino acids and stuff like that. The heme will get broken down into what's called iron and biliverdin. The iron will get reutilized in the body to make more red blood cells. The biliverdin will eventually become bilirubin in the liver, and then the liver will convert bilirubin, which is a yellow pigment, and convert bilirubin to bile. Good reason to remember this: if the liver is failing due to various disorders, the liver cannot convert bilirubin to bile. We will accumulate bilirubin in our tissues and become jaundice and become that yellow color. And then the bile will then go get stored in your gallbladder, and you will help that to digest fats later on. And then bile, it could also be a pigment. The bile will become what's called urobilinogen in the urine, making your urine yellow, and it'll become stercobilin in your feces, making your feces brown. So a lot of good stuff to remember in regards to breaking down red blood cells between the spleen and the liver. And that's what I wanted to go through with red blood cells.